This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm in there. I'm kind of kicking all the equipment out of my way to just like make space because I know I'm going to like want to do some spin moves and shit. Uh-huh. But it's like I'm up against, in this round, I was up against Tina.
Yothers.
Tina Yothers. And we are battling.
Did you hurt your foot?
Kicking the stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I have special boots on. Mm. The boots were concrete boots from Mafia Tried to Drown Me. But
little do they know, it would make you so much
actually
more
a better
powerful.
Kicker.
Yeah.
Actually, that my kicks would hurt much more. With concrete boots on?
Mm-hmm.
But they never think about that until they're catching.
And it doesn't set off the metal detector.
That's the other thing, is a lot of my other weapons got taken. Of course, with Tina Yothers, we were in Guitar Center battling for who's the best.
Mm.
And I finally like get the space that I want, and I'm making sure I can spin and stuff. And she starts playing a little lick. She's going, and then I go like, oh yeah, check this out.
Did you
out.
Say, I would have said, hey, no stairway.
Dude, I wish I had you there.
Some people do remember that.
Hayes, I wish you were there. That's so perfect.
Not everyone remembers it, but
Hayes,
some people do.
Hayes, if you had been there.
Some people really like it.
And you feed me that line. Oh, Tina would have just turned to dust.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jelly.
Well, as it is, she played this sort of funky lick I mentioned earlier, and I was fully unable to play anything.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out where the plugs were. You know, I kicked so much of this equipment
it's
over.
It's hard for
it.
You to even like get around and
well, I've never played
explore,
guitar.
Find
well,
an
I've
outlet.
Never played guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding it wrong. You know, hers had strings. Mine didn't have any strings.
Okay.
And so I was all but disqualified when I got an idea. Fire alarm.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide to keeping butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. It's a show. We're doing the show. Of course, we no longer really talk about Hollywood. We talk about just whatever our guests will be able to feed us some specifics on. Today, we have Matt Diplodocus and his friend, Iffy.
Hello.
What up, with
Iffy? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, you know, comedian, writer, streamer.
Doing that, yes, all three.
Yeah, you know.
Something I haven't done, please.
Yeah, yeah, you know, definitely, you know, huge on Twitch. You know, people love me there. People watch us play video games. Well, me, I said us. Mm-hmm. Point at Matt.
You were looking at me. That's yeah. You fell right into your own trap.
Are you the Twitch witch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, some might describe me that way.
Come Halloween time, a lot of people talking about the Twitch witch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because she'll come in there and put a spell on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing games.
Yeah.
That's what I should have played. I put a spell on you.
Ooh,
guitar song. I got to learn some of these songs. Because I got to. Well, you know, to show up at the battle and not play one single note. That did not feel good.
What was it that yours didn't have any strings, but there's guitars all over the place?
I know, but I had made such
strings.
A big deal of calling dibs on this one. Mm. I had licked it all up and down the freaking neck.
Which, if it had strings, might have
strings.
Made a cool
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, there is strings.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going, pass me those strings. Mm-hmm. And you know what they're saying? Blah, blah, blah. You have a right to ruin silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you. If you cannot afford
so
an
you
attorney,
pull the
one
firearm and
you.
Stayed there.
Yeah. Do you understand these rights?
I thought it was like so you could run away, but you just stay. I mean, guess you can't really go very
I
fast.
Thought it would water would go. And I also thought that I could kind of make noise with my mouth and you'd mm-hmm. think I was playing guitar because the alarm would be so loud.
Uh-huh. Or just the alarm, hopefully, would create a good guitar sound that you could like strum
at Guitar
to.
Center. Isn't that smart that mm-hmm. your fire alarm would sound like a tasty lick?
Well,
or at least Jack Black doing an impression of a guitar. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Tenacious D, Matt Diplodocus, tell me about yourself. You're not the Twitch witch.
I'm not the Twitch witch. I don't stream. I've never done that before. I do.
Are you a little Twitch bitch?
I would say that if you were to classify me as one or the other, I would be the Twitch bitch.
He admitted.
But yeah, he admitted.
Yeah,
I did admit it. So I don't know very much about that world. I do like games, and I understand that there is a certain type of, if you could corroborate this, if he is a very funny comedian, so he's good at streaming because he's a charismatic person, but there's a certain type of person that Twitch streams and maybe isn't that.
Oh, is that you?
No, okay. I'm saying that, like, I feel like streamers...
Oh, yeah, no, I always say streamers are broken up into two categories.
Yes.
Entertaining or very good at the game.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely am on the entertaining side.
you're good at the games, too.
Is there a third category available?
I mean, we can try and carve one out.
I mean, is that an idea for the episode?
We could get into that later. I'm just, like, Matt, you're one of the many Earwolf employees here.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
Who whose thirst for fame consumes them.
That's all I think
so
about.
So focused, pressed up against the glass of every recording.
So far.
So desperate to get on mic.
Yeah.
Have managed to convert it, as so many others here have, as the office burns, essentially.
Well... I don't know if it's that I have a certain something that maybe the other people here don't have. I don't know if it's it or if it's a certain, you know, je ne sais quoi, as it's called. But I somehow...
You can scurry under the door.
Well, like, I can scurry under the door. I pushed right through that glass, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So and then I turned back around. It's back up again, isn't it?
You feel that you have the it factor.
I wouldn't say it, but since you're saying it,
Are you Pennywise? Something to think about. Are you Pennywise?
I think I might
be. Are you Pennywise a clown?
I might be Pennywise the clown. I could be the turtle that he is as well. Who knows?
He's a turtle?
Well, in the sort of it lore,
the turtle is his nemesis.
Turtles all
is
the way
it his
down.
Nemesis? His nemesis. See, I tried to be smart. If he's smarter than me.
Yeah, you all know nerd shit.
Yeah, no. Turtles all the way down. Yeah.
No.
Leave the nerdy stuff to the nerd.
Well, Earth is on a turtle's back.
All right, guys, yeah. The nerd is giving me guff. Yeah,
yeah. Can I say something about Earwolf here?
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot attendants here are very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
The least we can do, bring them into the studio, put them on mic, and
please.
Make fun of them the way
please.
Your Kimmels, for example, has done with Guillermo.
Yes, that would be huge.
The
yes.
way Rupert from Hello Deli was allowed to be a famous made fun of person.
Thank you, yes.
And these guys are just sitting out there. Nobody's making fun of them at all.
Muji Bar and Sergio.
Yes.
Carl from the Ricky Gervais show.
Dude. He got a whole.
They gave him a show
from that.
From being a dude.
Imagine having a big full life.
Ah, one can dream.
Kevin someday. Goes down there. He's like, "Hey guys, do you want to come up and be on the show?"
Yeah. He's always cracking up, Kevin. He's always this close to just busting up.
He's about to lose.
Yeah, because he has one AirPod
in. I promise it'll be fun.
He's listening to like Teacher's Lounge in one earpod.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Now, why was that the example? That's making people bus up.
Well,
on the train. That's the only one?
No.
That's the funny one?
I know that he likes it. I know Kevin. There's thing
about
Kevin.
Don't put it on Kevin. It seems like you had a favorite.
It was your specific.
Yeah.
You work here.
Huh.
Yeah. Don't make me wag
put
this
that thing,
finger
put
in
that
your
thing
face.
Down. Put it down. I didn't know. I know what Kevin told
don't
me
make
to
me
here.
Recreate
no, two.
The final episode of Bromance, the Brody Jenner reality show where people compete competed to be his best friend. And then he went back to the hometown of one of the finalists, Adam, and Adam's friends at the bar started criticizing the fact that he had dumped LC when she was so hot. And Brody said, "Where'd you read that?" And he wagged the finger in his face. And the guy said, "Magazines." And he went, "What magazine? Us magazine?" And then he got his finger even closer and said, "Those magazines are for girls, bro. Those are for girls, those magazines." And he got his finger so close, I thought it was going to go right through the man's skull. And please don't make me do that with my hand.
Okay, I won't do that. I will say that was just the first show I thought of. I could have said any show. I could have said this very show.
You could have said this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's make this the first show you think of.
Okay,
and you're what right. Can we do with that? Is it coming up with a new kind of Twitch streamer? What? Anything we're willing to do.
I think podcast.
I'm fucking begging you.
Before we get into the games and stuff, we do have to take care of the business that Engineer Ryan is here.
Or is he?
This is his first. We aren't going to talk about it. This is his first episode since declaring that he would no longer speak on the show. Mm-hmm. Of course, immediately. Like he stands in the door and he's like, "I'll talk if you guys want
if you
to."
Need, yeah.
The thirst, if you need. The thirst is so real.
I heard him doing vocal warm-ups earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to strain
his voice. Buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought he had something
left
in
the
store.
Yeah. Did I keep that receipt?
Yeah. No returns, pal.
Okay. The games.
The games.
These games, it's like, what are we? I'll do it. Like, I'll do whatever I have to do to get attention. But really, this is like, we got to pick up the little thing and, like, click around and stuff. What are we doing?
I mean, it's really, you want to follow, like, the game that's hot right now. So, you know, there was a while where, like, Fortnite was the hot game. You have Apex Legends. Now Pokemon's hot. You know,
and I have to do this?
Yeah, you have to do Pokemon.
Why don't we just honk off?
Well, that's a different streaming site.
Why, like, we have to go through this whole thing about, like, turn on the machine.
Yeah, and when I was growing up, squeezing a joystick meant something else.
Yeah. Why don't we just go honk ourselves off instead of going through this whole thing, buying all this expensive equipment?
I mean, like I said, there are options. You have Chaturbate, which is great. You know, it's one of the few cam sites that allow both men and women to honk off on camera. Yeah, yeah.
Simon Rex style. Dirt nasty himself.
Yeah, I think just like that.
I will do this.
Okay.
But, I mean, well, first we got a new gamer tag. Got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you guys working with to start? Do you have a gamer tag?
Yeah.
I had one. We had one that was established as canon early on in the run of the show.
Okay.
Hayes's was Hayes Davenport Baseball at AOL.
Mm-hmm. .com.
Yeah, mine was Thug Queen 69. So, okay. They're in need of an update, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, I could run you through this because you're going to need two things.
What's yours?
Mine is if D's. If D's.
If D's, then what?
Well, you know, I get that a lot, and I still don't have a retort. But but one day, I'm going to fire back with some heat. But
do you have uppercase and lowercase X's before your name and after?
No, but back in the day with my AIM, I had some of that. I had I used to be If Dog 2000, mm-hmm. and then the year 2001 came, and I changed it to If Dog 2001. And then I realized the trap I've gotten myself into, so I just dropped that.
Yeah, you can't keep updating it every year.
Yeah.
No way. No way. You'd lose track.
Yeah. All those passwords, because you want to use a different password for each one.
I have the same one.
Oh,
that's dangerous. What's yours?
Why my gamer tag?
Yes,
it boringly is my first and last name.
That's your gamer tag.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It ain't broke. Why fix it?
I wonder why Matt is not worried about getting hacked.
I mean, yeah, he has the same password
He's
for
basically
everything.
Offering his password first to and last everyone. Name. Yeah. Is it that there is nothing to steal?
There's nothing to steal, and you know what? If you somehow cracked my twisted, heinous code, go for it.
Oh, yeah. Then you have actually passed the final test,
yeah,
and
exactly.
You can become.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, go for it. What are you going to log into?
Yeah.
My freaking Facebook, see what my uncle's posting about Andrew Yang?
Well, look, here's a totally unrelated question. What's your mother's maiden name?
Oh,
They did this in Now You See Me. So if you see the movie Now You See Me,
they actually did
manage to steal all of the bank account from just casually divining the mother's maiden name.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hit you with a Now You Don't, because I'm not falling for that. I've seen it.
And he was hit with the Now You Don't.
And it's the first time he did try to Now You See Me.
That has actually been brought out on the show, and I did not expect Matt Applebasket to be the one.
Certainly not.
To be the first one to hit his friend with the Now You Don't.
My own friend. Well, let's not forget, my own friend just tried to dox me, so I don't know what's going on with us right now.
I'm just imagining I'm in the game, and my squad is, like, getting pinned down, and we're getting fragged, and we need, like reinforcement, like, help now, like you guys get in here.
They're fragging me.
And then this guy runs in when just says, the name Matt Apodaca is floating above his name. He falls down.
That's so sucks. Everyone else is a soldier, and somehow he's like a panda bear.
Not even in the type of game, really, just like a very differently animated.
Spending too much on cosmetics.
Matt
Apodaca would like to offer you a balloon.
Because I'm Pennywise?
I don't know.
You don't even get to be Pennywise anymore. It's too hip.
It's honestly too relevant.
It's too hip.
Okay.
And he said he was quarter dumb, and that is changing penny to a different coin and the opposite of wise. Now, I want to point out, much more expensive coin.
Yeah.
But you're making it up. You're making up for it in the back end with the insult of
God. That's worse.
Yeah. It's much worse.
That makes it worse.
But y'all need new names.
We need new names.
And you need a name for your audience.
And so quarter dumb's taken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quarter dumb is taken.
Pound foolish?
Yeah.
Is pound foolish good?
Pound foolish, yeah.
Pound foolish is good. Something with nickel we could probably do. Yeah.
I don't want any of those. I don't want foolish or dumb anywhere around.
I should avoid
guy.
It too. Because my guy is going to be actually getting fragged to death, and I don't want him to also have his intelligence insulted.
Well, like, you know, there's many different names. So, like, yeah, I have IFD.
Is that true?
Yeah, there are many.
Now, hold on, Evie. Because I'm trusting you here. Okay?
This is not our
I
world.
I brought you in to be an expert.
But,
all
like,
right?
don't, like.
Now, I'm trying to make my way through this podcast.
Don't troll
me. Now, is there all kinds of names? That's true.
Yeah. You know, some
Do
people
not
think
troll
it's,
my ass.
Some people think it's one name with a like sequential number after it, but there's different names.
I better not end up on Trollsterbait or whatever it is. It gets uploaded to afterwards.
Oh, God. And so now we're doing that.
Everybody. Yeah. Yes. Now I'm getting
trolled, and everyone else is
off
honking
to
off.
While they troll me and they're honking at it. Fuck.
But I
all
think
all kinds of names. I'm going with it. Okay. What kinds of names?
I think the most successful are just one word names.
One
like you have ninja.
Word.
You know the ninja.
That
the
one is
one.
So popular.
Yeah. Yes.
Shroud. That's another.
That's
one.
A guy.
Shroud.
Yeah. Another guy who's big.
To meet him then is in a scary place.
No, please.
No, thank you.
No way.
If it's scary already. And I'm meeting Shroud?
Yeah, Shroud. I'm Shroud of here.
Hard pass.
Who else?
All right, well, there are people with longer names. So there's Dr. Disrespect.
No, thank you.
We do not want to meet him in a scary place.
None of them sound
I'd rather
nice.
Not be in a scary place at all, honestly, regardless of who I'm meeting.
Yeah. Zombie Unicorn? That's another stream.
Now that one's pretty badass.
Fucking hell yes. Yeah. Zombie Unicorn. Is that any relation to the unicorn starring Walton Goggins? Is it Walton Goggins?
We can check, but I think at the time, no, but I will. I'll talk to her.
We'll go to the library.
There's an opportunity there. There's a brand.
We should go to the library.
Let's go to the library and then we'll come back. Kevin, could you pause?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Pausing.
Well, we're back from the library.
Oh man.
They didn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I did check out Brothers Grimm.
They didn't have that information, and I forgot what it was that we were. I guess we were finding out if Zombie Unicorn was a unicorn. God, I wish I remember.
Yeah, because I didn't know exactly what to look for. And then we actually, they had a computer where I thought we might be able to find it, which we should have just done here because freaking Matt Waka Waka never looked up from his goddamn.
What is this? What do you bring
laptop.
This for?
Yeah.
I think
your precious machine.
You know what? I don't need this.
Don't make me.
Okay. I don't need this. I had it out. I think it's just a producer habit in case I needed to look something up. I guess I could have looked up before we went to the library.
We flexing titles now?
No, I'm just saying, I guess I could have looked up before we went to the library if Zombie Unicorn was Walton Goggins.
Title flex, and you got your ass called out for it.
Nice
producer
try.
Habit.
It's you know what? I'm being dragged, and now I know what it feels like.
What is that ice cream sticker on there?
This ice cream? That's from Ample Hills Creamery.
I can read it. What the fuck does it mean?
It means that I like ice cream, and I wanted people to know that Ample Hills is good ice cream, and I like to eat it there.
There's no games on there.
There are no games.
No.
And this guy, we bring this guy in, the games expert supremo.
Santa Bat looked like it could be a game.
Yeah, that could be like a fun Christmas game.
Imagine but Ferris Bueller game.
That would actually be pretty good. A Ferris Bueller game would be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Sneaking, it's like Metal Gear, but with Ferris Bueller, where you have to sneak back home.
This game moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around every once in a while. You don't, and then a game specific.
Yeah.
Upgrade your armor, you know.
Yeah.
Get new car.
Someone give me a new tag, please.
All right.
So I can play.
Assign it.
Slick, but with two C's.
Two C's. So it is honoring the Crips.
Yeah. Very much. I mean, that's a big part of gaming is you definitely want to honor the Crips and or Blood.
Every time Hayes frags somebody, so he could crip walk across his Twitch screen.
Oh, yeah. We got it going.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I do, too. I'm a little jealous over here with no tag of my own.
Okay. Well, if Hayes is Crips.
Slick.
Yeah, but he's honoring the Crips. We got to probably make Sean.
And Bun. Baseball does have to be in mind somewhere.
Okay. And that's kind of like a baseball thing. Being
Slick Davenport Baseball at AOL.com.
Yeah. No Bloods allowed. Add that to it, too.
Okay.
And then Sean, what could Sean's be? Hmm.
Seems like you want it to be something with blood.
Well,
or referencing.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe it could be. What's a C word that we could, not the one, what is, oh no, what is a word that starts with C?
So
that we
Matt, can maybe, let's back up. Matt.
Yeah.
So when you go to do a sentence out loud.
Yeah.
Do you do any groundwork of your own? Sort of laying the foundation of what you might say internally before you start. Because what I'm seeing, and just a genuine question, what I'm witnessing when I watch you attempt to talk is that you appear to be guessing, second guessing, starting over, fucking up, resetting again, and it all becomes my problem.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm wasting your time as well as my own. And
I'm trying to make my way through this episode.
Yeah. And I often don't know what I'm about to say.
Gamer tag, go.
Let's see. Sean Blemmons.
You know what? That's great.
Yeah, that's a pretty
hit.
Good.
That's a hit. I see that on the front page of Twitch.
And
right
people are going to say, Sean's too tough on Matt, but look what I did. It's got him out of his head.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're in flow now. Sean Blemmons. Yeah. No way you come up with that.
Yeah. I needed the extra time. I just needed a little time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give me the time, I deliver.
And to be bullied.
And to be
it
bullied.
It wasn't all the time in the world. It's not going to do
essential.
It.
Essential.
Yes, because then I have something to prove. I have something. I have an ash to rise out of.
Yeah.
There was a time when bullying was a big part of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should bring it back. It's only helpful for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think bullying is back.
Bullying is back?
Yeah. I don't know if that's the tea or whatever, but that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, wow.
Well, you spilled something.
Mm.
It might be the tea.
And so now we have a squad, it seems.
Yes.
Mm.
So we have a squad. So now, actually, the next step is every streamer also has a name for their community. So I'm FD's, and my community is the Salt Squad. So now we
And you're the Salt Bay, is that true? And that's what that's named for.
I named it after
instead of the Salt's freaking bullets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Instead of the steak, it's the guy's noggin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkled. Figured
me
out.
You saw
noggin.
Right through me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to drop salt bullets through squad. The noggin. Yeah, so Salt Squad. So, yeah, so, and sometimes it can be like derivative of your name. So, for exactly, Blimits Boys, you know, is something that can be, you know, used for Sean, you know, Wet, W-H-E-T, since Slick is slippery, you know, you can be the Wet.
Warriors.
Wet ones.
Uh-huh. Oh, wet ones is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wet Warriors is nice, too. Mm-hmm.
Wet Warriors, yeah. And what was mine? Blimits Boys?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Blimits Boys.
Wet ones on that hiney.
Yep. Yep. Because there's a function in Twitch after you're done with your stream.
Uh-huh.
There's a cool cultural thing where you just pay it forward. And so you host another channel, and that channel will live on yours.
Yep.
And you rate it, and you dump everyone in your chat into their chats.
Mm.
So
that's living in my channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now they're in their channel showing some love on behalf of you.
And the chat is getting dumped in there.
Yeah, so they would – so and usually there's a rally
I'm hosting
cry.
This?
Yeah, you're hosting it. So they can now say wet ones on your hiney as they enter the chat.
As they drop in. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need something for the Blimits Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Blimits Boys. Blimits Boys bringing the Blumpkins.
Blimits Boys bringing the Blumpkins. All right. I'm a big fan of alliteration. I don't think it's used enough.
No, that was really good.
Yeah.
And maybe Sue Blamp is in there.
Sue Blamp could be in there. Do not touch that mic.
Oh, I see him going for it.
He wants you so bad.
Yeah. Nice try. Nice try.
I'm sorry. You should have read the return policy before you left the store, sir.
And we go in there and we get spawned, yes?
Yeah, you get spawned. So you're streaming. Mm-hmm. You're talking to your chat.
I'm streaming now.
Yeah, you're streaming. You're live.
Okay.
And on your page, usually there's the game and then in a small box, your face. So people can see your reaction, so you can communicate with them. And you can see the chat.
And I'm pretending to be scared of stuff.
I mean, if you're playing a scary game.
Am I crouching? Yeah.
Depending on the game, you can crouch a lot in like games like Apex 11.
But and
can
so
I walk
like
while I crouch.
But yeah. No, he's not. He's talking about like as we play.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's easier to hold my arms out where the controller is if I can kind of rest them on my knees.
Oh.
So I do kind of need to be in crouch mode.
Oh yeah.
But then the camera might not be able to see me.
Oh, see, that's why you got the camera on an arm. See, you know. This
okay.
So you're gonna have that camera. I have an angled down.
Telescoping arm.
Yeah, telescoping arm.
Put it under the desk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm under
right,
there.
Right.
Get
there.
A special light because it's dark on
it's
under there.
It's going to be dark where I am, yeah.
And then essentially a periscope to be able to see the screen for myself. And yes. That is attached to my face.
Yeah.
So I've got almost like
a
Viewmaster with like a periscope extending out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. a great idea.
That's quite
you
a rig.
You definitely want to see the screen so you can play.
That was my next question. I'm looking at the screen the whole time I'm playing?
Well, no. You're looking at the screen and you're looking at your chat, seeing things people are saying to you.
Oh.
So you're multitasking.
Yeah.
You know, for me.
Is the chat shootable?
The chat is, I mean, do you want to let them in your game? Do you want to let, because you can let the chat in your game if they want to play with you.
I shoot the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. You can shoot the chat.
Mm.
You can ban people.
Is the chat food?
No. But they can send you food. There are some services that allow chat to pay for food to send to your house.
Mm. Does the chat swap me?
Mm. That is, sometimes.
They swap
sometimes.
Me. Sometimes. So I'm shooting the chat. They swap me. Then I'm getting food.
Yeah.
But the chat's not food.
Chat's not food.
Yeah, chat's not food. So you got a pizza guy in this Los Angeles Police Department SWAT team sitting at the front of your door.
Bring it.
Both wants to
bring
come
it
in.
On.
Both of them want to come in for different reasons.
Bring it, dude. So one thing I want to talk about game-wise is the scene in the film Disclosure where Michael Douglas is trying to prove that his boss did something nefarious, mm-hmm. and he needs a special file. So he goes into a virtual reality, almost like a Lawnmower Man style dreamscape. There's an imaginary, you know, hallway, very detailed, almost looks like Grand Central Station, graphics very advanced. Then he gets into a particular room and is able to pull out a digital file cabinet and remove and read a file. Very advanced technological stuff, especially for the era.
I'm going to cut you off right now. That's here.
You didn't quite cut him off. He was able to complete most of the idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I attempted to cut you off.
We're doing this.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
I'm in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pull out this digital file and prove that my boss.
So we didn't have to go all the way to the library.
Well, that's going to add more to your rig. You're going to need a VR setup. But we are there. There are VR games. If you got a VR setup, you can do a lot of things. I'd tell you, one night I spent 4 hours trying to look at VR porn. And sure, I was like, yeah, this would have took 30 seconds if I looked at regular porn. Mm-hmm. But now I'm in the future.
You can honk mm-hmm. off in VR.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Colin, portrayed by Demi Moore in this case, I could basically prove that he's done all kinds of bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
By going through these digital files in VR.
Yeah. And then you'll have your chat cheering you on. They're like, yeah, find those files, helping you out. Maybe mm-hmm. there's someone who's an expert at
this. They're supporting me.
How do I adjust back to regular life after I've honked off in VR?
You know, I've been asking myself that question every day. And still trying to figure it out, really, you know.
And if it is true that if you die in the game, you die for real, is it possible? So, like, I'm in the machine, I'm in VR, I'm getting the files.
Yeah.
At home, I'm being shot by the police that have been set
to swap
via
me.
Chat.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a huge possibility, especially if you're using different peripherals on your VR that may look like guns.
Yes.
And you know, the cops come in there. Oh, yeah, then you're in deep danger.
So I'm getting fragged IRL.
Yeah, fragged IRL.
But my guy is still alive in the game, and I am essentially living forever, standing still.
Yeah, like, but you're alive.
I'm the ghost in the machine.
Yeah.
But beautiful, isn't it?
Now the pizza guy's trying to figure out who's going to pay for that pizza, because this is his last time, you know, having someone call him to the house and not being able to pay for it. His boss says that happens one more time.
Rather beautiful, isn't it?
I'll just say to him, I have $500 cash in my pocket at all times.
Oh, nice.
For situations exactly like this.
If I get fragged in real life, but I'm alive in the game and the pizza man's there, of course I have $500 in my pocket.
It's just good to feel safe, you know, like be able to do that. You should be able to walk around with $500 cash on you at all.
You're still here.
Yes, I'm still here. I was just petting Bosch.
Mm.
Who is here?
Hey, I'm here.
If he's here.
Sean
Great.
Blemons here.
Kevin's there. And who could say about Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Not him.
No.
Not on the
HR coming
never
in here
again.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point. Bringing up Bosch, a lot of streamers with dogs have a dog cam. Chat loves that.
Oh.
Chat loves getting your dog in the mix, so we can get a dog cam for you.
Oh, sick!
Yeah,
that's sick.
Oh yeah. So just think about that.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Do we want to maybe do like a trial run of a Twitch and if he can help out?
Okay, so he's coaching us through a Twitch
and
together.
So let's welcome our new senior producer. So I guess this is what it's going to be like going forward is notes in real time during the show.
Also reclined and recumbent. Look at this guy sitting back.
Oh, as a fellow producer, you got notes? Is that what's happening?
I was just speaking that way to my superior.
I honestly think that they should have given him a second promotion to super senior producer because he's been here for 2 years longer than he should have been. Fucking guy. Kevin got promoted to senior producer, and all of a sudden, he's fucking swinging his dang-a-lang.
Yes. I mean, he's wearing sunglasses
trying
inside.
Trying to establish something to do during the show.
He did Gimme Low too slow to me when I walked in.
Ugh.
He hit me with the Gimme Low and too slow, and he slicked his hair back with his hand when he pulled it away. It got stuck in there for a while, and then he needed my help. I had to cut it out.
Did you see his members only jacket too? And instead of members only, it says senior producer.
Ugh. Disgusting. Disgust too. Graffiti a jacket up. Like that.
Excuse me while I throw up.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me hold your hair for you. Ugh. I've been doing that already today for Kevin. I had to cut a bunch of his hair out to get his hand out of there.
Blah. I threw up.
Ugh, well, sickening.
All I'm going to say is beware of the story of Icarus.
Okay.
And that this sounds like a video game.
Yeah. Kid Icarus
and I could be Slick
Icarus. Yeah. So, ooh, we're back. Puns are big. Like, there's Anne Munition, who her name is Anne, but then she put Munition.
Okay, also, she put that in there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She did that.
Yeah, she did that. Benans. I don't really know the origin.
Not a pun necessarily.
Yeah, but more it's so. A name. But it's like kind of like bananas.
Is Hardcore Henry shooting me?
I mean, he could be. We can make Son with the technology that we have in our hands, we can make almost anything happen.
Fuck.
Yeah. And we're spawned. And right away, what's the first thing I do? Am I blasting? Am I A, blasting? B, scampering around? C, finding the utilities? Or D, crouching?
That's a trick question. Mm. You spawn in, you're going to look at your chat and you're going to tell them what you're about to do.
I have to tell them first.
Yeah, so they're along for the ride, so they know what you're attempting.
Here I go.
For example, you get focused in on that game, get completely silent. We don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You might tune out, go check out another streamer. But if you're like, yo, I'm about to do some wild, crazy stuff right now, I'm only using a knife in this gunfight. Now we're locked in.
Wow.
Now we're locked in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you actually have to do that stuff?
Yeah, you actually have to try and accomplish that goal that you set up.
I actually have to do it.
Okay.
They remember.
No take
backs. Oh, yeah, they definitely.
You do it after you say it.
I can't just, like, they say, like, hey, why didn't you do that? And I am like, what are you talking about?
I mean.
Because they already watched it.
Can I gaslight the Blemons?
You can gaslight them. And if someone gets too smart, you can ban them from your chat.
Okay.
Banned for smartness.
Yeah.
That's like Ben Stein in that movie about evolution.
Mm.
He disagreed and was effectively banned for smartness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I drop into the chat. I'm crouching. I'm under my table.
Yeah.
What up, Blimmin' Blimes? It's me. Friggin' got your, y'all got your blimpy subs?
Boom, great.
I'm promoting.
Yeah, I love it. I'm here. I'm locked in. I'm watching your channel now. I'm involved.
Okay.
Now, what's your next move?
Sorry, I got so much sauce all over my mouth.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. Never apologize for anything. If you got sauce in your mouth, you're the Joker now, baby.
Oh,
yes. And you can send that to Warner Brothers for cross promotion, maybe the Joker DVD
the
release.
Joker was Boom. Sauce, yeah.
Yeah. Boom. All right, let's go. Keep going.
And it's Rick and Morty sauce.
Yeah. Yum, Rick and Morty sauce. Brap.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, Morty.
Yeah, I guess. Boom, that's one sub you got right there. Boom. You got a Rick and Morty fan. They're in. Relatable.
I don't know, Rick. Brat. Yes, you do, Morty.
Oh, yeah. See, they're loving it. Two subs. Boom. Uh-huh. You're making money now.
Hey, if all you friggin' blembos out there are paying attention.
All right, I'm going to ping you there.
What?
Because you called them bloms. Now they're blimbos. They're confused because they're already printing up t-shirts, trying to buy it, trying to wear it.
Yeah.
So they can see you at TwitchCon.
Consistency.
Yeah,
so they need the merch.
Yeah, TwitchCon. That's the Twitch convention. San Diego.
Because of the merch.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's keep going.
All right.
You got three subs so far.
Watch me shoot my own head.
All right, that bumps you up to six subs because now people are excited.
And now we actually do have to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You were saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Here I go. Well, that's the stream for tonight.
You know what? Boom. And you leave with six subs.
Uh-huh.
Because I will let you know.
That's
you
a
know.
Day's work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a good day's work. Because, you know, you did a little fake out. You can't do that all the time. Sometimes
if you
it
do
works.
Six every day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they tell their friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They
check this guy.
They tell their
he
friends.
He might blow his brains out, but he's gone every time, but one time, maybe. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, Hayes, you're in the streamer seat now. You're
okay.
in the DX racer chair.
Okay.
Let's see it.
You know, what's your move? Start the stream. Let's go.
Okay. Hey guys. Sorry I haven't streamed in a really long time.
What did I just say? What did I say? Never apologize for anything. You were on vacation.
Okay.
You know, let's go. Take time for yourself. Let's
okay.
go.
Hey, guys. I'm proud that I have not really figured out how to do this yet.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
I can't see myself in the thing. I hope you can. Let me know if you can see it. I cannot read the chat either.
Radical
again,
honesty.
I'm very proud of all of this.
Boom. I'm gonna give you that's 100 subs right there.
That was 100 and I only got six?
Because I'm gonna let you know the wet ones, he just said,
yes.
I can't read the chat. So now they have no expectations of communication. He can go this whole stream without talking to him because he said he can't read the chat.
Oh,
people are subbing right away.
Hey guys, me neither.
Nah, they're like, we already saw Slick do it. Now you're just copying Slick. They're very.
How many times is your fucking name on this table?
Oh man, a lot. I need people to know that I've been here.
Are we doing it again?
No, I think we know who's the clear winner here.
I'm not trying to change the subject.
Yeah,
from Slick, but
yeah.
And what's Matt doing on? Matt is actually getting paid right this second.
Jesus, can Christ. I just point he's out. At work.
Yeah. Yeah, what would you be doing if you weren't here right now?
I'd probably just be where Kevin is. Behind the glass.
So he is.
And that's
like,
funny to you?
I don't know.
He's watching the money funny. Pile up that yeah. he can spend in the friggin' honk room.
Jesus.
Later tonight.
Man.
And
this kid's addicted to it.
How many OnlyFans are you subscribed to? Patreon.
None.
How many tokens do you have on Chatterbait?
What's this
that
only?
Wasted
what's
on
this
couple?
Before? What's the thing before? What was that from before? How many what's?
OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
Okay, what's this?
OnlyFans is a site that, sometimes there's Instagram models.
It's only for fans.
Yeah, yeah. And
we
like,
have
hey,
fans. We like, hey, you yeah. know, let's give them a community.
Yeah, hey, for a couple of bucks a month, you know. You might be able to see a little something.
Is OnlyFans like the Earwolf Reddit?
I mean, it can be. I mean, we can start Sean and Hayes OnlyFans.
It's only for fans.
Yeah, only for fans.
And I
that
show
sounds
them,
good.
And
you
I show them like the top of my penis or something. Yeah, the whole
just
thing?
The top. No, I'd say just the top. Keep them wanting for more.
Okay.
Because, I mean, mm-hmm. you just the top. And then every month, mm-hmm. just a little
I wink
more.
At them. I go, there's more, a little bit little, more where
yeah,
they
yeah,
came
yeah, just,
from.
Yeah, just wait for it.
I have certain later. Underpants that the... the elastic has decayed.
Yeah.
It doesn't like do the elastic part anymore. It just, you know, it like makes a sound
yeah, yeah.
when you pull apart and you can see the top.
Oh yeah. That's why I like to call those low rise boxers, you know, mm-hmm. just, you know, mm-hmm. that's what I like to do. I remix it, make it into a style, you know? Oh, I got yes. holes in my shot. No, I got distressed fashion socks.
Yeah. And I do that too.
Yeah. I have a particular pair of underwear,
mm-hmm.
which has very loose, sloppy flap from which I could release essentially anything at any given time.
Ooh.
Some, a little bit, most, you know what I mean?
But not all.
And I could... The flap is sideways. So no,
that's sloppy.
It's a very sloppy flap. So what I could do is I could have like a cool, like a dice, you know, that I roll and it says like some, a little bit,
ooh.
Most, and whatever it lands on, that's what I release from the flap.
Mm-hmm. And then one side says none. Okay. All of it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good strategy right there. That's interactivity in your content creation.
So how many OnlyFans do I have? Six?
No. That was you got 100 fans
yes.
for that one. Got 100 fans.
And normally we'd be allowing Ryan to discuss his special underpants, but not allowed to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I just think it's important for people to know what they could be hearing.
And
it's
sorry,
not allowed.
And I'm sorry I'm eating. But normally I would have time to eat and not have to talk on mic and upset people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ryan would be discussing his special underwear.
Yeah.
And now he's not allowed. So who loses? Not me.
What, guys, what do you have for your fans only that you do?
Oh,
you described your underpants a little bit.
Yeah, with me, I just like to do the imprint. So, you know, what's going on
right
there? Let me see the map. It's kind of like when you have to unlock a character in a video game. You see mm-hmm. the silhouette. You're like, now I'm excited yes. to get that character.
Yes.
But in this case, the character is my dick.
Remember those mm-hmm. things that it's a bunch of pins and you could like push your face up to yeah. it and you see mm-hmm. that side of your face? Yeah. Oh, dude, and I'm doing that on my freaking business.
Ooh, I'm bumping you up to 150 fans. They got to see. They got to know.
Whatever happened to those things?
I will say there's a risk now. They're like, do it the front way so we can see the depth of your urethra.
Mm-hmm. I can do. Oh, I can do a bunch. I can do a bunch of different impressions. All right, you guys like impressions?
What's yours, Matt? And I remind you, you are being compensated.
Yeah, mine.
And you are under oath.
Mine, as we know, I keep nothing between me and my fans, so it would just be
except
whatever
your
they
Calvins.
Well, nothing comes between me and my Calvins. That's known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But between me and my fans, it could be the Calvins. It could be anything beyond the Calvins. I think it's all of it or none of it, whatever they want.
Matt, I'm sorry. You're being paid. You have to do more than just like this vague, just like
you're equivocating.
Yes.
I feel like
just trying to get it over with and like hopefully we'll talk about something else. No, there's money at stake
here.
It
can be whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I'm
come
paying
on.
You to tell me what it actually
he
is.
He has a sideways sloppy flat.
Okay. Mine is my balls elastic. Only.
Now we're innovating. Now we're innovating.
I was just taking, because you guys were all talking about some or none, but you completely missed an entire area of exploration, and I capitalized on
see?
That.
And the bullying once again.
Has created, actually, something of a comedic genius.
Well, I'm going to overlap with you, because I like the balls idea, and I'm just going to flat out take it. But I'm going to do, you know how, like...
And if he can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can.
Like, you've seen that where there's, like, the whole bunch of squares of pictures, and they're like, oh, is this a puppy or a loaf of bread?
I've seen that. This whole bunch of squares of pictures. Yeah.
Once some
nine.
Of my balls.
And
it's like,
I've seen that. I've seen
bread.
That, too. Puppy or a loaf of bread. I've seen it.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm at the store, and I'm like, is this a puppy or a loaf of bread?
So mm-hmm. I'm going to do that.
No, not that.
I thought Bosch was a bread.
That's never happened to me. No. We're talking about something else. We've all seen it. You have it, Matt.
It is a very popular meme, puppy or loaf of bread.
No, not you, Matt.
All right, Matt's using this computer. I think he's finally.
What are you doing on your computer?
He's fucking typing away so quick.
Get off your computer.
Get off.
Yeah.
What are you showing me?
Okay. And he's showing me a puppy loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And that is not the same as what you said, which is that you go to the grocery store and you can't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, that was insane.
No, not acceptable. Yeah. No.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Do not make me put two fingers straight through your forehead, I mean, Brody Jenner style, at the end of Bromance, where the two finalists were his friend Adam and a man named Femi, who had gotten the same tattoo that Brody has on his rib cage during one of the episodes.
I mean, what is, like, what are we going to do, though? I feel like there's not enough creative way for men to pose naked.
Okay.
And this is an issue with,
men
needing rights, I agree.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
True equity, it mm-hmm. can't exist if we just get to this point.
Yeah, I have a friend who, like, when he goes to the Reddit Gone Wild side and sorts by new, and it's a lot of dudes there instead of women, it's like, man, all the dudes are doing the same pose where... You know.
Yeah, just butt cheek spread. Same fucking thing. It's a broken record at this point. Yeah. Well, instead of spread butt cheeks. But how do we innovate?
Yeah, you know,
how do we surprise? How do we do this loaf of bread dog thing with a set of butt cheeks?
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. It's a good challenge. Kind of thing I would lean on Matt to take care of, or even Sue Blamp, but I just don't trust them now.
I'm in there. It's my. You can see my face and the guys running around in the same thing.
In
correct?
The game,
yes,
yeah.
I'm essentially in the game.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. So, like, it would be your face here. I can actually give you a mini example, you know.
Okay.
And you can see just the ratio, the face-to-game ratio, because that's also an important thing. Sometimes there's
should
data.
Should it be all my face
on
and
screen?
Just the game is just a sliver in the corner?
That'd be a bold choice, honestly, but I'm not against it.
Mm.
So, like, you know, like this is usually what
can I put a filter on?
Ooh.
Can I have like
you can most definitely put a filter on.
Am I bigger than the guys?
Can I have a tiara or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cherries on my cheeks.
Okay. And there's FDs.
Yeah, his community. I'm playing some Apex Legend, but you see, I like to have a good face to game ratio, so you know.
Yeah,
what's
you're
going on
right
the game,
in there,
but you could see what I'm talking about. You know,
you're the star.
Yeah, you know, some people do real big. They need you to see their face, not me. I let the game speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. The game's the star.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I like to yes and
the game. You can see a lot of what's going around on in like the background.
Oh yeah, no. Right when I moved in my house, people were always remind me that I didn't buy furniture yet, and I'd be like, yeah. So I make it a big point to show my furniture now to let them know I'm no longer sad.
And you got the new phone.
Yeah. Well, you know that's streaming money. You know,
this fucking guy got the new phone.
Yeah.
You know what they said when I told them I want the new phone?
What?
No.
They just told you no?
No, yeah, no, right. You can't.
Oh, well, look, I'll go down there and talk to him for you, see if I can work something out.
I wish you would.
What if Lil Cousin walks by in the background?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something we can try out. Have him call me.
Lil Cousin wearing only a t-shirt walks by?
Nope, dangerous. You got to have your shirt on Twitch. It's against terms of service to show any nipples, male or female.
Oh, and this is equity. Thank you. Yes. Finally.
Did it. What if Lil Cousin smoking that loud behind me?
Oh my God.
I don't know their stance on it, because there is like a weird thing, because it is legal here and not many other places. But I think as long as you're like, hey, it's legal here, you might be good.
You could just say that, though. Who knows?
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
Okay, well, are we like basically done?
Well, yeah, I like coming out, you know, Hayes, or I mean Slick, seems like he's ready to start that Twitch account now.
Yeah.
I would like to have some one-on-one sessions with you.
A little more time in the oven for me, yeah. A little more time,
you know. You know, I'm working on a class, I'm piloting it out, and I'll let you get the introductory fee at $500 for 2 hours. Every week.
That's pretty good.
12 weeks. Yeah. And we'll just, you know, run you through the basics.
I feel like I couldn't really get going as much because, like, Hayes was stealing some of my ideas.
Yeah, I did get some of that action.
Matt Chappaquiddick over here is friggin' driving me straight off a bridge.
And we don't know what's on his laptop at all times. Like, he could be looking at a big old anime butt.
He's got all our ideas in there.
Yeah.
An anime butt?
Yeah, big old anime butt.
Okay. I'm not doing that. I don't know. I didn't know I'd have to say that that was not something I was doing.
Okay.
I'm not doing that, though. It is the Google home screen.
All right. Because you were texting me last night.
That's your Google home screen?
No.
Oh,
that is the Google home screen?
No.
The
searches inside the
anime butt?
No. No.
Free.
We all know. No.
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Respect. Respect. If the home screen is a butt and the two O's at Google are a big anime butt and you manage to hack the freaking Google system to make that whatever your kink is, your pleasure is now how you get to search for your queries on the web. Respect. Respect. Yeah.
Whose butt is this?
Whose butt is this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
On the computer?
This big anime butt that I'm suddenly hearing so much about. I'm just wondering whose it is.
I don't know whose
Super
it is.
Super Saiyan or
Naruto
something.
Naruto is somebody.
It could be. You know what? It's Naruto's.
It's Gundam.
Yeah. Yes, it's Gundam.
That's a robo butt.
Yeah, it's a robo butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can see some of these?
You can see all of them. You can see however many you want. They're
is that
all
Cowboy or Bebop? Who is it?
It is Bebop. There's so many that
you can see this.
It's online. It's just if you Google it, you can see it.
I'm hosting this.
You can host it if you do this in your chat. People can see it because there is a share screen element.
It's food or no?
This is not food. Well,
I'm dumping this chat into my host.
You can put whatever you want.
And I did this.
You can. You're allowed to.
Okay.
I will admit I did check out once we said Bebop because I remembered how thick Bebop and Rocksteady were.
Yes.
They were thicker than a Snicker.
Yes.
They were thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
And twice as tasty.
4 minutes. Yeah. You know, imagine those two hunks walking down a dark alley to catch you. by yourself.
Well, if it's a scary alley, we don't want to be there.
No, we don't even want to be there.
I don't want to be there.
Why can't
no matter have to be? How, yeah.
Why can't we just meet anyone in a nice alley?
Mm-hmm.
They always have to be dark and scary.
Go off.
Honestly, King, go off.
It's just that these alleys are always so dark. Mm. You take some of the building down or make it brighter, put light in the alley.
Mm. Just get a nice light, one of those soft bulbs.
Not even too bright. Yeah, maybe a Himalayan salt lamp in an alley or something.
Mm.
Ugh, I'm so sick of it.
Salt Bay as well, and he stole that.
Mm-hmm. I saw him.
I didn't steal it. I'm playing to my base.
I watched it happen. And I was witnessing this, and I watched it play out.
The tea.
You hate to see it.
Say la tea.
And where can we find you?
Yeah, where are you?
You were going to go?
No, I was just like, you know exactly where you can find me.
Oh, where's that?
Here.
Where are you hiding these days?
You can catch me Iffy Wadiway, IFY.
Catch me outside.
India, at all times. Let me know. Give me advance notice.
Mm. At least give him advance notice.
I will catch you outside.
Yeah.
Iffy Wadiway, Twitter and Instagram. IFD's on Twitch if you want to see me play video games. A few of y'all came through when Carl was playing baseball, Carl Tart, and he got his ass kicked. not from me. I'm bad at sports games, but he was not great at it because he was playing the minor leagues. I only play big league games like Apex Legends, Destiny 2.
I don't want to get in trouble with Carl.
I swear to God, if you snitch tag Carl, I'll come to your house. I'll get a good grip on you.
Get swatted.
I'll swat your ass.
We'll all swat your ass.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.